Buckle up, Australia.
Buckle up.
Now, right across the country, broadcasting to every corner of this big brown land on the Triple M network. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Thanks for being with us on the podcast today. We are back July 12, taking a bit of a break for a couple of days. In the meantime, though, here's some of the stuff you might have missed so far this year.
We're doing something called the referendum here.
Yes.
This has been fun. Will and I have been going head-to-head off air for weeks over who's the better actor, Ben Affleck or Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Following yesterday's Shannon Poll.
Yes. Who did What About Me better, The Moving Pictures, or Shannon Poll?
Yeah.
Noel. And it turns out it was Shannon Noel, which you could have knocked me over with a feather when that result.
You weren't the only one.
That one was tight, 53 to 47%.
Yeah. We've put up the referendum, and I'm not sure what the results are. I'm suggesting Ben Affleck is a far better actor than Matt Damon.
Yes. Outrageous.
Matt Damon is one of those sort of Hollywood guys that's been at some point kissed on the old and just stumbles from one performance to another without any clear idea of not only what's going on in the script, but how he should be building a character around that.
One of the worst opinions you've ever had, and you've had some shockers.
The results are in from
Firing. Well, before we get to the results, let's just slow down a bit and go through some of the some of the hits and misses from Matt Damon and Ben Affleck's career.
Can I just preface this by saying, you looked at the lists of films and you said, look at these terrible films Matt Damon's in, holding the Ben Affleck list. You had them mixed up.
I did not realise. And as I read through them, I was surprised at myself because I thought, actually, they're not as bad as I thought.
You said Jiggly isn't that bad.
Yes. Let's have a look at Matt Damon's misses. Invictus, or In Shitters, as it was called for a long
Invictus
time.
Invictus was great.
True shit.
The Bag of the Bag of Ants, the Bag of Shit. Stuck on You, Shit on You. I mean, some awful films in here.
Of course there is.
Elysium. What's that? I've never even heard of that.
Space one.
Futuristic one. That's not very good either.
He loves a space movie, doesn't he?
That's three that I can count.
What else?
The Martian one.
Interstellar.
Interstellar.
Interstellar, that's right, yeah.
Interstellar, I don't even remember him in that.
He has a cameo late in the last hour.
He seems to do a lot.
Is that the Sandra Bullock one?
No, that's
the Matthew McConaughey one.
Where it's all the fifth dimension.
Oh, that, yeah, I like that movie. I don't recall him being in it. In the big ocean.
He maroons them on that planet.
Maroons them. He maroons them.
It's a cameo at best.
Well, so much of his career is that. Cameo at best, it should be his middle name. Matt Cameo at best Damon. Or just Chris Hemsworth's mate.
Yeah.
Let's go through some of Ben's hits. Argo, which he also directed, mind you. I mean, in terms of a Hollywood career.
One best picture.
Gone Girl. Good Will Hunting. He was amazing in that.
Yet Matt Damon got nominated in Good Will Hunting.
A Batman. I think Ben Affleck is arguably the greatest Batman there's ever been.
He's actually,
totally are.
That's ridiculous.
What is that about?
Have you seen him as Batman?
No.
Who knows? Who is the real Batman? The Accountant was a very good film.
Was it?
Yes. State of Play. I mean, talk about a guy just hitting dingers
what
into the bleachers.
What happens in State of Play out of interest, Marty?
Marty won't know.
State of Play, a heavy, heavy political thriller.
It actually was.
Was it? All right, let's have the results on Instagram.
The results are in.
Oh, they're so unsurprising.
Yeah. Are they?
Matt Damon got up. Do you want to know the margin?
Yeah.
77%.
Matt Damon.
It's a bloodbath.
I cannot believe that.
Of course it is.
I mean, I was pushing a heavy cart. But I wouldn't have thought 77% of people think Matt Damon's a better actor
than Ben
Affleck.
That's a big result.
Of course they do. He's a better actor. The Bourne series and The Martian. And
Oh, do you mean the Bourne series?
Yes, I meant the Bourne series. Well,
I mean, I've seen Matt do some ordinary stuff and I'll stand by it. Ben's a better actor.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M. Sheargold Show, Triple M.
What to bring? ... Australians have shared the items they would bring to a house gathering when they're told not to bring a thing. Because people will say to you, don't bring anything.
Don't bring anything, yeah.
You're like, well, I'm going to take something. Can't just turn up with nothing Will does.
Yeah.
As we discussed prior to the show, when we were chatting about this, Will's like, I don't take anything.
Because they told me not to bring anything.
Yeah, but I'm like, but you must take something.
I can't be bothered with this.
But it went from...
Oh, no, mate.
Will thinks his presence is enough.
But then it became, I don't go to barbecues. My friends don't have barbecues.
Then it became, none of my friends have barbecues. Then you admitted that you'll take a packet of Grain Waves.
Just one packet.
Of Grain Wave
Willie.
If we're going to just like have some pre-drinks and then head out on the town.
Yeah.
Like, I'll just bring a bag of chips and dip or something.
They're $2 at the supermarket.
That's fine. But then you said you would take ice cream if someone had you over for dinner.
It's like a dinner thing.
Yeah, but I don't think it is just about pre-drinking. I think this is if you're going over to someone's house.
Yeah, which I don't really ever do.
None of your friends have barbecues. No, you're on record as saying
in
that.
They're all apartments in a city.
In fact, I think you said none of your friends even own a barbecue.
What do you do on grand final day?
You go to a pub.
We hide out a thing.
Someone's done all right.
we all chipped in and hired out a hall last time.
Scout hall.
Yeah, it actually was.
And you brought was it?
Yeah, that was really fun.
Did you bring BYOTV?
Grain Waves.
Yeah. Oh, there were Grain Waves that day, John.
So Will is a big Grain Waves guy. One person said, I was taught that it's extremely poor form to go anywhere empty-handed.
Well, it is.
It is. A box of chocolates is appropriate. If you're dead set against taking food, take a bottle of wine or some flowers.
You just take something.
You got to take something.
Yeah. And don't bring it home again.
No, you can't.
Oh, yeah.
Some people, if the wine hasn't been drunk, you can't then take it.
I never take it home.
Wine I bought that we didn't open.
Yeah, no, you've got to leave it there. And you can't accept it if your host pushes it back into your hand.
No, it's yours.
Hide it in the pot plant.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah.
What items should you bring when you're told not to bring a thing?
Mm.
A pot plant has been suggested.
I guess for a housewarming or something like that.
Yeah, housewarming. Any of your friends have housewarmings, Will?
No.
You need to have a housewarming.
I do. We haven't had one.
Well, why don't you have one and then bring yourself
we'll bring
something?
Nothing.
Because he doesn't have a barbecue.
Fruit platter. You love a fruit platter.
Why is this about me?
Why not?
Well, what about number 9 on the list of things that you should bring when you're told not to bring a thing? Tequila, salt and limes.
Oh, that's too much work.
Fun. That is fun.
Oh, it's fun, but...
But it seems a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, just alcohol's easy, I reckon.
Yeah, I agree. If you're told not to bring something, what do you like to bring? Hello, Michael.
You know what? You have to bring... I don't know whether you've tried them, but... Yeah. They're called Joy Cupcakes.
I have not tried Joy Cupcakes,
Michael. Oh, my God. They are absolutely amazing. They come in a box of 6. They deliver. It's easy. It's amazing. They're actually the best. Seriously.
They look good.
Do you own Joy Cupcakes, Michael?
Almost.
The Mighty Sheargold Show. Triple M.
Demonic Chihuahua is the headline. Oh.
Most chihuahuas are somewhat demonic.
They've got a little strange bent to them, haven't they, chihuahuas? They're angry little guys.
Angry, because they're so little.
I've never seen a friendly chihuahua, I don't think.
No.
I wonder if that's just become a breeding issue with them. Because, you know, sometimes in dogs and breeding, they just end up where they end up.
Yeah, yes.
A demonic chihuahua in New Jersey. He's turned into an internet sensation, this demonic chihuahua, and we're asking the question, have you ever had a demonic pet? After this chihuahua, foster carer laid bare his man-hating, child-hating ways in a viral adoption ad. They've finally managed to find this little chihuahua a forever home. My mother had a cat that was such an awful cat that when she was a teenager, the cat used to live under the couch, and the only time that cat would come out would be to attack people that were walking past, and then it would go back under the couch.
What a great pet to have.
What an awful cat to have. Tuesday was its name. And Mum's father ran it over, and then we all called it Pancake Tuesday once we heard the story.
Oh, wow.
He ran it over accidentally in the driveway.
Yes.
And that Cat that Tuesday was that. Forever known as Pancake Tuesday. The awful cat that only came
old
out.
Old Shrove.
Old Shrove.
Poor cat.
Angry old Shrove. Well, this chihuahua's called Prancer, and his foster carer, Tiffany Fortuna. Tiffany spelt T-Y-F-A-N-E-E for those playing at home.
Are you sure that's actually how it's spelled?
Yes, it is.
It's not a spelling mistake.
No, it's 100% true.
Okay. Tiffany posted a brutally honest rant about his many negative traits while desperately trying to find him a full-time owner so they could get him out of their house.
Yeah, move on.
Several months it had taken. And she tried to make Prancer sound in any way palatable, and she admitted that she had all but given up hope of rehoming him when she was accused of creating a demonic chihuahua hellscape, the dog itself, Prancer. Demonic chihuahua hellscape in her family's home. In fact, that reminds me that they also had my grandparents had a chihuahua called Moggy.
Yeah.
And it was a terrible dog. Whenever my grandfather would pick up his car keys, Moggy would chase him and bite his calves because he didn't want him to leave the house.
Oh, he just wanted a cuddle.
Did he? Find another way to say that, Moggy. Tiffany finally got rid of the dog and jumped on Facebook and talked about Prancer's adoption. She said, "Prancer is almost a distant nightmare to me now. Even though he was adopted just over a week ago, his adoption day was one of the best days of my life."
I'm sure.
On the flip side, I couldn't help but feel a bit wrong. It was like expelling myself of a demon and passing it on to someone else. In closing, we do miss Prancer, and he was loved here despite his quirks. I have a lot of experience with toxic men, so it was easy for me to overlook his malicious tendencies and love him anyway. Demon pets, have you had one? Do you know one?
Jono.
A couple of years ago, we adopted a cat, and I don't even like cats.
No, I can't stand cats.
I can't remember his name.
Yeah.
But he the very first night, he defecated on everyone's pillow.
Oh, no.
And the second day, he did the same thing in everyone's shoes. he was one of these cats that pushes stuff off the bench. He'd look at you and just slowly
slide something off the bench. Yeah.
What happened on the third day?
He rose again.
The Marty Shergold Show. Triple M. The Marty Shergold Show. Triple M.
We're going to talk about school excursions now. Mm-hmm. What was your favourite ever school excursion? Or indeed, a school excursion that went horribly wrong?
Laugh a lot. Oh, don't you remember
that? An IT teacher who threatened pupils and took some to a strip club while he was drunk during a school excursion has been banned from teaching for 3 years.
Well, so he should.
Well, so he should. You can't take kids to the strip club. No. You can't be drunk when you're supposed to be looking after minors.
You're a teacher.
You're a teacher, mate. Teach. Richard Glenn's behaviour was so... Dick Glenn. Was so...
just suddenly occurred to you?
Just suddenly occurred to me. You know that beautiful spot? It's like a Glenn, you know. Dick Glenn. It's one of those beautiful spots I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's a Glenn full of dicks. Dick Glenn.
Right.
His behaviour was so unacceptable, he was sent home early. This is the teacher. When he was on a Longbridge Towers school trip to Costa Rica, that must be the name of the school. The Northumberland private school costs up to $8,000 a term.
Wow.
For day pupils. 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 I can't stop thinking about Dick Glenn.
Who, by the way, is 55.
55. Too old for this kind of shenanigans, I would have thought.
Yeah.
Settle down, Dick. Settle right down.
Calm down.
Behave yourself, Dick. You're out of control. You're
in charge of pupils.
A misconduct panel heard that Dick was sent home after 6 days by the expedition's leader due to his behaviour, and rightfully so.
Yeah.
His actions included drinking with the pupils, allowing one or more pupils to drink alcohol despite being under the age of 18, threatening to kick the head in of one pupil and kill another one. telling one pupil, I'm not in trouble, you'll be in trouble. He's blind.
What is going on?
He's absolutely blind. After being aggressive to one pupil, he kissed the boy's forehead and told him, you're all right.
Oh, this guy's having a meltdown.
What's happened to Dick?
What's happened to Dick?
No.
Doesn't he know it's Dick Glenn? Taking one or more pupils to a strip club, acting aggressively towards the woman leading the trip when she tried to help him back to his tent.
Oh, hang on. Isn't a tent in Costa Rica? When he's staying in a hotel? What's the tent?
Exposing himself to the woman in a shared hotel room, although it was agreed this was not malicious or sexually motivated.
Oh, okay.
It's an accident.
It's just mucking around is what we call that. That's Dick Glenn doing as his name suggests. Before we move on to Ross, Lauren actually went to one as well, didn't you?
Yeah, in Werribee, we went to the sewerage farm or something.
Yeah.
I think I was about six.
My favourite bit of you telling me that story was when you couldn't understand why they'd taken you down to the poo room.
And I don't know if my memory's warped because I was six, but in my mind, all the walls were made of dirt and they said, and it's made of poo.
It's not made of poo.
Well, I don't know.
There just would have been perhaps poo on the walls. What happens in the poo room?
Nothing good.
I don't know.
Well, you say that.
I've suppressed it.
All right, Ross.
We went to a farm and me and all the other kids were running down a hill and I've toppled over and I've landed in a big pile of crap.
Oh.
And then I've had to sit at the front of the bus by myself.
Oh, no.
I didn't have any spare clothes.
Oh, no, Ross. You were the kid that fell in poo.
I was that kid.
Oh, no.
Bit of a theme here.
Were you taunted about that for years or was it just one bad day?
Mate, I've never been to a farm since.
Yeah, no, I'm hearing you.
A memorable school excursion, Brad?
We went to a school camp up at Sovereign Hill and 3/4 of the kids on the camp ended up getting crook. Yeah, everyone was spewing and diarrhea everywhere.
No,
and they finally got to the bottom of it and realised that there was a dead possum in the water tank that everyone was drinking out of.
Just a real poo theme in this, isn't it?
Well, where did that come from?
The Marty Sheargold Show, Triple M.
Council Fails is the area we're moving into.
We had to explain to the team who Style Council was in our pre-show meeting. I've already forgotten the connection.
Style Council.
Yeah.
Council Fails. God, this was a great track.
Yeah. Shout to the Top. It's a late 80s, I think, we saw it in.
I think it would have been, yeah.
Somewhere around like there.
Huge track.
Big song.
Paul Weller.
Mm. Yeah. Who went on to...
The Jam.
Yeah.
That's entertainment. The Herald Sun's taken a look back at some of the times local Melbourne councils didn't quite get things right.
Mm.
That sentence wasn't, I'm sorry.
It was so badly written and even I couldn't save it.
Was that a copy and paste issue?
No. It was a me issue.
That was out of your brain.
You typed that with your fingers.
That was a Lauren Barry sentence.
I typed half and I switched it around
As I got halfway through it, I thought, you know who this stinks of? Lauren.
Read it once more.
The Herald Sun has taken a look back at some of the times local Melbourne councils didn't even quite get things right. Was the whole sentence, DC. You saw me fix it.
Thank God you did.
I mean, as I started to read it, I thought, where's this going? I mean, many would say, why didn't you have a look at it before the mics were open, Marty? And to those people, I would say, mind your own business.
And that Shut never up. Happens.
Yeah, that
never
right.
happens.
Your feedback's not required. Shove it. If I was in that mood, but I'm not, fortunately.
For once.
And I actually am. Here's a fun one from the Ringwood Oval. A tree planted in the goal square of the local football ground.
What were they thinking?
It's literally between the goals. Oh. I mean, what kind of dunce whacks that in there?
You can see that on our Instagram, by the way, at Marty Sheargold Show.
Port Phillip Basketball Court. Users have been told to whisper on the sign. Basketball court use. Have fun, but don't forget our neighbours. Noise travels. Keep noise levels to a whisper before dusk and after dark.
It's a basketball court.
Surely bouncing the ball makes more noise than walking.
Or running around, the squeakiness of your shoes.
Ball bouncing.
Squeaky shoes.
Yeah.
Vile message in Maribyrnong Council word search. It says in brackets to warn me, don't read out loud.
No.
Thank God you, thank God you read it. And it's in red.
Let's have a look at what the word is.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my gosh.
Can't even read it.
No, it's an awful word.
No.
It's two words, actually, and it's astounding that it got through. Dandenong Council installs parking meter on the actual highway.
Traffic's bad there.
Why have we stopped? Oh, there's a guy parking. I believe Instagram has just lit up.
Oh, just slide into our DMs.
Oh.
A lot of them are tree-related. This account says, ours have just repainted the street lines and painted over all the fallen tree debris.
Oh, my God. So there's just like
covered leaves.
Gaps in the road lines.
Yeah, like a stencil.
Where there was a branch.
Yeah.
That's something you do, Marty, because you couldn't be bothered getting out of the car.
I would get somebody to move it.
You would.
In Knox, Mick says they've planted gum trees in the nature strips and the footpaths have been replaced three times and now it's lifting the gutters as well.
Yeah, I have seen a bit of that in that part of the
world. I like this one. In Ballarat, they spent a fortune on palm trees, and I've looked it up. It's outside Civic Hall, and after one day, one of them went crashing to the ground, and now the others have all died.
Palm trees. You're really rolling the dice on palm trees in Victoria, I reckon.
Yeah.
Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show.